Mr. Chair, from what I've been told, that the bylaw fines do not go back to council now, it goes to Spur.
Okay. Yeah, no, just on what I was saying here, in the structure that the council is doing, the council recognise native title, that present time, that if one build a house, build on his land, and then therefore, when the offender has been taken in front of the council, when the council said that we will remove you, if a Mosby block is the offender, they'll move that block out of the house, they'll put another Mosby in there. So the council not only not putting any other family in that house, but through native title, put a Mosby block in that house.
Right. Yes.
In recognising
native title. Because they have that area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could I just ask, what's the sense of local laws if no one's going to enforce? Like the Woorabinda has got a whole heap of bylaws, and I think you're going through reviewing them, Major Lawrence, and calling them local laws, you know, just name change, same sort of stuff anyways. And what's the sense in having them if the police aren't going to enforce them? Like in one of the Woorabinda ones, it deals with truancy, and there's also one about neglect of children, where children are seen to be neglected. I spoke to a police officer about how we, you know, a whole heap of people, council had a group of people there as advisors to council, justice group members, all saying that parents have to take responsibility for the actions of their children. And so they should be charged under the bylaws for neglecting those children, because there are penalties, like one penalty unit is $75, two or three or whatever. That they should have been charged. And the police officer told me, oh, they're still checking on that to see whether they can do it or not, you know, under in law. I was thinking to myself, well, what's the sense of it? You know, you make council people sit down, they don't take their job lightly. They sit down and go through a lot of work, you know, doing those bylaws. I know about the one about truancy, not truancy, curfews that you did just recently. It was no easy task sitting down doing that. What a waste of time if you do bylaws and then no one's there who's going to enforce them. Now, we have JP Court too in Woorabinda, and we have adult court on the first Wednesday of every month and kids court 2 weeks later every month. So, you know, there's a lot of court going on. But, you know, why have laws if you can't enforce them?
Well, it gets back perhaps to what I said in my opening this morning, that in many ways policing is perhaps not the best way to solve these problems, that it can just entrench the problems that are occurring. And that's why I was delighted to hear some of these more left-field suggestions of how to deal with things like Lawrence was saying and that Leon was saying, of dealing with it in ways of, you know, the stick and the carrot. You don't comply with these sorts of things and we'll take away your right to reside in that house. You see what I mean? The police can't solve every problem in the town by charging people.
But they're breaching a so-called law, aren't they? Yes. People are breaching a law. It's seen as a law. It's a local law, but they're still breaching
that. If it's bad enough that it warrants prosecuting a parent for not looking after
That's
the child,
right.
Then I would have thought perhaps it's a case where child safety should be informed and perhaps their involvement sought. So we have to look at these things in lateral ways all the time. I don't know that fining the person would make them look after the child better.
No, but the shame of going to court might.
Yes, perhaps.
At Cherbourg, there was an awareness program that said on such and such a date, if children weren't at school, parents would be fined.
Yes.
Monetary. So, and that did work.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of awareness. So parents then came, and if children were sick, we had this influx of parents coming and getting a doctor's certificate when they brought the child to school. Our attendance at schools were right up in the 92 and 93%. At our negotiation table, the education department comes down and tells us what our attendance rates are. We had a meeting just a fortnight ago or a week ago, and we've dropped down to 77%. But the reason given there for why children are not at school was all the funerals we've been having. And they tend to stay away, not just for that 1 or 2 days, but it can be quite extensive up to a week.
Right.
So awareness program did work for us at Sherbrooke, like we did an awareness program for wearing seatbelts. And then on that date, the police stepped in. If you didn't have your child secured, they gave them the 3 months warning, and then they stepped in and enforced the law.
Mm.